Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Review on the air. The DJV group, the DJV gang, the DJV posse. Over the years, Jennifer, how many words have we used to express or to try to wrap ourselves around the members of the group as it got bigger, even?
I'm going to say at least hundreds, maybe thousands.
Maybe thousands. Thank you for that.
You are the epitome of Wordle.
Yes. It's Jennifer Horan here along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner to go through the charts for the week of February the 21st to the 25th, according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can find these charts if you're interested in just seeing the list and sort of referencing it at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. So we know, I guess we've got 10, but pretty much there's one or two, maybe three, as I look at the situation. The three biggest stories are probably what we'll spend our time on. I like to sort of spread it around. I don't like to do it the same way every week as we go through. Sometimes I go through the story, sometimes the people list. But by the time we're done, you'll have a good overview of what has been talked about on most of the news talk stations. Not necessarily what we've talked about on the DJV program this week. And for those of you who listen to the program, the 2 hours of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the review, the discussion takes place with the DJV people that you can hear if you want. Either find a station or you can go to djvshow.com. Follow us there either on the regular time the program is on, or there are podcasts that are there every day and every way at djvshow.com. All right, so ladies, the number one item of the week, as you can imagine, is the invasion of Ukraine. Is it really an invasion? Is it really a war? Is it so much?
I think if you asked Ukraine, they would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
So how do we measure when you say are there people that are civilians getting killed in the streets?
Yeah, as we do this program, and it will air throughout the weekend, civilians have taken up arms, and they are fighting the Russian military in Kyiv. I mean, it's mm-hmm. possible that when this program airs, that Ukraine is no more. I mean, this is real, and they've armed 18,000 citizens over the last 24 hours, and they have told them that Molotov cocktails are legal, and they're recommending that citizens fill up glass jars with gasoline, light them on fire, and throw them at the Russians, because that is where they are right now. And
so
it's a
get
war.
Away how does in
because
this
no one
day
wants to
age,
engage him in World War III, you know, and sanctions are not enough.
Why does it have to be World War III? Why is it, you think, that they all want to destroy themselves? Is Putin that much off his rocker? We all thought, I think, he was fairly sane.
He's not crazy at all. Putin is very smart, but he has plans to redevelop the USSR. That is what he wants his legacy to be. And we as the global community in our country have allowed him, once again, allowed China to play us. China and Russia are in bed together. China has provided him backup assistance to avoid the sanctions. They're helping bankroll this. They're providing him alternatives if he's pulled off the world banking system. None of this matters to him. And so, you know, you need someone crazy enough to say, you know what, I'm going to bomb Moscow. And if they say that they're going to bomb Moscow, maybe he shuts up. Maybe he backs off. But there's a possibility that he goes into Poland. And if he does, or more likely, probably the Baltic states. And if he goes into the Baltic states, that is going to be a problem, because then those are NATO countries. Yeah. And you're going to have NATO forces defending them against Russia.
How
and
is anybody
going to
China
come
world
in?
War.
Right. And that's a world
madman.
War.
Yep. But then he's a madman.
He's really not. I think that's.
Well, but he's going to destroy himself, because there isn't anybody who survives another war.
All he cares about is legacy. All he cares about is rebuilding the USSR in
somebody
some ways.
Then there ought to be a group of snipers in as close as they can get to him and shoot him, kill him. That's what
needs to
happen.
In some ways, well, what's interesting is that when we talk about extreme Islamic terror, which used to be our greatest threat, right, after 9/11, we would talk about that, and we'd say you can't deal with this like a regular war. You have to deal with this as an ideology, and I think to some extent, and it kind of hit me yesterday, Vladimir Putin is an ideology. He has an ideology about what he wants to see that is more important to him than anything else, but the scary thing about Vladimir Putin is he does have that geopolitical element as well. He's got landmass, and he's collecting more by the day. Ukraine is a country of 40 million people. It's the second largest country in Europe, and that's going to be his, or may already be his.
But then, at the end of the day, so let's say he lives another 10, 12, 14, 15 years. There's nobody, he's not groomed anybody. There's nobody behind him. So I suppose the other side of it is was to keep him from what the Ukrainians then decide to declare their independence when somebody pops Putin. No, I just don't, I'm having a hard time.
So you think it ends with Putin, is what you're saying? You think that it's not like North Korea where they'll just pop up another relative or family member or whatever?
No, because there aren't any relatives. There's nobody there that anybody knows who's the second lieutenant. He's such an egomaniac, he doesn't have anybody around him that the West knows about.
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of followers. I mean, think about the country of Russia. So much of what his press conferences are and the way they use their propaganda, it's to influence the masses because that's where his power is.
Yeah, but he doesn't have, that may be, but he doesn't have any bench strength. It isn't like even
we
with
know
the families
of,
in North
point.
Korea. Yeah, but let's hope, let me put it that way, that our CIA and other intelligence, the MI5 and MI6 or whatever is there, and others like the Mossad know who's there that would be a backup to Putin. I'm not saying let him have his way. As a matter of fact, what I'm saying is, maybe as verbally, vocally as possible, this send over the Delta Force or the SEAL team, the same ones that killed Osama bin Laden and have been responsible for lots of stuff like that, and kill him. Because
that's been talked about. I don't know. I mean, like I had said yesterday or earlier in the week when we were talking about this on the DJV show, you know, in the world community, even though we know that it's a corrupt election, he's still technically a publicly elected official. And typically the NATO alliances don't really go in and somebody who's
been
elected.
Isn't it time we break the rules? Do the same thing. We send over the drones and kill the leaders of various organizations that don't like us. We've done that. We did it recently.
I think
so.
The risk,
why can't we do the same thing here?
Well, there's a risk. Number one, he's backed up by President Xi. So then are you going to go in and drop a bomb on him?
Yep.
And then if you do it, that's a declaration of war. And does that mean that somebody's going to drop a bomb on the White House? And is then Biden offed? Is Emmanuel Macron offed? You know, I mean, that's really what you think about when you attack a leader, as Victoria mentioned, someone who is recognized as elected, despite how the elections go, that means it's fair season. So then do they not like our president? So then they go, well,
it's not like guerrilla warfare. It's different. There are different standards there. But again, like Doug said, maybe
we will. Militaries.
Right. Maybe we will change the rules. I don't know.
Rules. Putin has changed the rules, and he's so brazen about it. He just had a phone call with Biden, less than 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, whenever it was, maybe even was it last weekend? It was pretty recently that they had a 1 hour or more conversation when Biden was trying to convince him to not do what he was going to do. There's not much convincing. When you look at a personality, I'd love to have a shrink on the program at some point in time to actually analyze Putin's his personality and what it is about him. Well, I'd like to know what his astrology chart looks like so you know how far he's willing to go. At this point, it seems like he's... And I would think the Russian people would, when they look at the death of how many soldiers, because there'll be soldiers that'll be killed here.
Sure, yep.
Do they, if they didn't, if he wasn't really elected, if he, he says, vote for me or I'll kill you, then there's got to be some sort of sentiment in Russia.
There are protests and there's opposition. That's why Alexei Navalny got as far as he did. He came close to, you know, he's certainly the most internationally recognized person who has challenged Putin. And we know what happened. He got poisoned. He almost died. And now he's rotting away in a Russian prison. But, you know, 1,700 people were arrested in Moscow and St. Petersburg for protesting this war. So, I mean, it's that 1,700 doesn't sound like a whole lot. But, you know, as this
they're
is
brave.
Getting more and more, yeah, they're very brave. And as this is getting more and more intense, you know, maybe we'll see more of an uprising within Russia. But
and that would be, honestly, that is the only thing that will stop it. And, you know, I almost find it kind of like insulting with the world community's reaction. I mean, you can say a lot of things, and yeah, sanctions, maybe it's even too late for the sanctions. Russia's already avoided them and side-skirted them, and they're willing to take the loss. And Vladimir Putin hasn't even been personally sanctioned, which I think is a huge mistake from our country. I think we should have done that first and foremost, make it hurt for him personally. But it's almost insulting as you got people living in a subway bomb shelter, like trying to create bomb shelters for themselves, and they're turning, you know, buildings blue and yellow in Ukrainian solidarity. I mean, it's just, it's so little. It's so little that we're doing. And
this
is
2022. It just seems with all of the media, the news media, and the sort of regular media, with all the focus and all the attention, is this all it takes? Have we all, the rest of us, cowered down to the point where there's some little punk like Putin? We're gonna, instead of calling him Pukin Putin, we'll call him Putin the Punk. That he can muster up all the forces and put this together, and these guys, there are those people who are theorizing that this has been a strategy of China as they want to disrupt the entire world so that they can take over, starting with COVID. COVID started this whole thing, disrupted and upended the world, and now you see...
I mean, this is going to cripple us. This war, you know, for people who say that it doesn't matter about, you know, it doesn't matter, it's just Ukraine...
Look at the price of gasoline.
It's going to cripple our economy. It's messing with the stock market. It's tanking crypto. The gas prices are going to go up. People are saying it's going to be $6 or $6.50 a gallon in California. Well, no, I mean, in California, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
You give it another dollar, gas prices will be up a dollar around the country. It's pretty crippling. And it matters. And forget the loss of life. And, you know, it does matter. Everything's connected.
All right. So that's, I think, a good overview of what's going on from our point of view. We'll get some listener input because we have asked some questions. You have a chance, if you want, and you're listening to this program live right now, you can go to DJV. You can go to all of our social media at DJV Show and tell us whether we're at the doorstep. I don't even like to phrase the question, are we at the doorstep of World War III? Because World War III can't, if it really is, we've been thinking for a while that we're at war anyway with China and Russia because of the use of technology. And so is that what saves the day or ruins the day? That's the question, and we'll get some answers to that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review for the last full week of February. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. It's time for Jay to go through some of the responses, including the question that I just posed. We've been actually posing it on our social media all week. That is whether or not this is the doorstep, the opening gate. I don't even really want to hold the thought, and I'm not sure I even want to say maybe another war. I mean, instead of saying World War III. So what do you get back from some of our listeners, Jay, when it comes to that?
Well, for the most part, a lot of people do think that this is the beginning of something bigger. Stacey Aray actually pointed out, too, is this the door opening for China to invade Taiwan? Is that what happens next? Is it not a matter of if, but a matter of when? Kind of what we were saying with Russia invading Ukraine. Not a matter of if, a matter of when. Don Berg says whether or not we're at the doorstep of World War III, it would depend on how... What did you call him, Doug? Putin the Punk?
Pukin. Yeah, the Putin the Punk. I like that.
Putin the Punk.
Pukin Putin the Punk. Good alliteration.
Yeah, it would depend if he sees the response, what he sees in the response to move into Ukraine, and he might want more. It might not end with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Jay Stevens says a world war does not start due to a single event. It's a domino effect, which is a really good point. But what China and North Korea decide, it's going to determine whether or not there is another world war.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. We were talking earlier about the life cycle of one's chart and the astrological, the realities, because I believe, and so do a lot of other people, that you can tell a lot about a person if you know the information that gives you their moon sign, their sun sign, and their rising sign. And we at least know that Putin is a Libra with Gemini moon in his chart. And so what does that tell you? Libras are not easily, they're not easily defined. Geminis, however, are. Sometimes the moon is more important than the sun. and they're easily bored. They don't have any tolerance or patience for a lot of things, and they can do things. They are pretty disruptive, actually. As a matter of fact, Trump is a Gemini. I think his sun sign is Gemini, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken?
I thought he had, like, a double Gemini.
Yeah, he does. He's got a lot of Gemini.
He's got all the Geminis.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, what else? Let's see. Larry says, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Larry Fuss also believes that this could be the beginning of World War III, saying the commies sense weakness on our part, and they are going to take advantage of it.
All right, who else?
Jason Thomas also made a really good point. Putin has made it clear his goal, as he has said many times in speeches, is to take back and reestablish the Soviet Union. Considering some of these countries are now part of NATO, this could very well turn into World War III.
So, is Putin really strong, or is he just an opportunist? And might he be, if you put him in a corner like a rat, he'll run away? That's the other thing. Sometimes Geminis are like that to a point. They don't, you know, they'll throw rocks at you, but then they won't stay to fight.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, and I was going to say, I don't know if you have seen this on Twitter or not, but Ukraine's official Twitter handle had tweeted out this graphic of an image of a cartoon of Hitler kind of cradling Putin's face. And then and there was really no context to it, just that. And then in the next tweet, they had said, this is not a meme, but our and your reality right now.
Well, there's a lot of weird thinking going on as well as weird stuff. But the astrological input is that this doesn't last. So let's see if that's right. 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calendar, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be sanctioned by the Biden administration. The White House saying the move against Putin is being done in partnership with allies in Europe. This as New York is preparing to welcome thousands of refugees from Ukraine. Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine saying New York City needs to start preparing for the arrival of refugees.
The city does need to start investing now in the nonprofits that have the expertise but are already overstretched and need to start preparing now for what could be the arrival of thousands just in New York City alone.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson says she's truly humbled to be President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court. The president keeping his promise to use skin color as a main prerequisite for his Supreme Court nominee. USA Radio News. The CDC is updating the metrics it uses for recommending masks. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky was among those to unveil a new community-level metric system that labels an area's COVID level as low, medium, and high.
As the virus continues to circulate in our communities, we must focus our metrics beyond just cases in the community and direct our effort toward protecting people at high risk for severe illness.
The CDC saying masks only need to be worn when a community is in a high level. Immunocompromised are recommended to wear masks in a location where it is in the medium tier. Pope Francis is weighing in on Russia invading Ukraine.
AFP, the French private international news agency headquartered in Paris, is reporting Pope Francis made a visit Friday to the Russian embassy in the Holy See, also called the See of Rome, to express his concern for the war. The meeting lasted less than an hour. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour as we continue our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with members of the DJV program that air with me every week, a discussion of lots of things going on in the world, including things like these stories in chart list this week from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com and at DJVShow.com. Jennifer Horn is here, also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner, who's, among other things, in charge of our social media and what's going on in the world of trending stories. I think it's hard to get away from, because all of the top three items, I think, are related, although some people would say it's a stretch to connect number three, the COVID situation. But as I said a few minutes ago, I think that this, the disruption of the economies of the world, the disruption of people's lives around the world, started this off, as far as I'm concerned, given the allegiance that Russia has to China and perhaps vice versa. We have created this situation, not only us here in our country, but all around the world, people who run these big corporations. And believe me, as a capitalist, I don't like to be pointing this out, but what happens with unbridled capitalism and greed is exactly what we have. We're eating our own mess. That is not just Americans and not just American companies, but all around the world, people have China made it easy. China is like a flame that a butterfly runs into at night. That's what the Chinese. The Chinese were a lot smarter than everybody else. People didn't look ahead. As corporations don't look much more than 6 or 8, 10 months ahead at their bottom line. If they're doing well, then the CEO is doing his job and providing money for the stockholders. That's great, in a manner of speaking. But not being able to figure out all of this, or being too asleep, or whatever it is, to realize that they have eaten our lunch. Not only the Americans, but pretty much the round up of whatever countries are consumer countries, and that's pretty much everybody. Certainly most of North America and Europe and South America as well. Things made in China prevail. Not just all, there's a lot of them, they prevail. And we still have companies, as a matter of fact, the Chinese, and I think this is part of the whole, this is the whole situation here, that the economies of a lot of, the survival of a lot of companies, the way they've now created this hole for themselves, it depends on their favor, being favored by Xi and the people in China, or the government of China. I don't know about the people of China, but the people of China have had good jobs and gotten paid a lot more than they ever did before, because they suckered us in. And now they're more in charge than I want to be comfortable admitting, frankly. So, you know, we're looking, number two story this week is the economy. And I was looking at what the Bank of Japan is doing. They said that they are going to scrutinize factors behind the situation, the price trends. You know, a lot of people talk about Japan. It used to be a powerhouse economy because we set them up after the wars. You know, after World War One, we pretty much set up every country that was involved except Germany, thus sowing the seeds for World War Two. And because we were punishing them, we were smart enough not to do that after World War II. The Japanese economy was restored by us in the West, and so was Germany's in the main. But, you know, under the circumstances, look at the other things that we've done since then. Going into North Korea, what we did was rebuild South Korea. Look how thriving they are now. And then we rebuilt Vietnam, a very staunch ally. But how powerful are they? But, you know, we made their country much better. And then when you look at the Middle East and the mess that we made there, I don't know. I'm not sure that there's a recovery yet in either Iraq or Afghanistan. But we certainly destabilized the region. And, you know, there were people who, it was good for the military-industrial complex, that's for sure. And you wonder about how the prices for various things that are related to the military, how much, you know, they're going to be really beefing up now because they're preparing for war. So there's a lot of money being spent here, and we've created this situation. That's my observation anyway, economically around the world. We've all said the same thing. Okay, and I don't want to sound like a jerk and say, well, how long have you heard me? I've been resisting some of the stuff, like my cell phone. I guess my cell phone is made in China because you can't find any that aren't made in China. Although, yeah, there are some, aren't there? Samsung's made in Korea, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So, but the economic impact of this. Then it's interesting to note that Sean Penn, who is an American actor, is actually still in Ukraine. He's working on a documentary about the Russians and the assault. So is this, knowing what a nutbird he is, one wonders which side of the coin is going to get flipped. What story is going to be told? Is it like an anti-American piece? Because he's certainly capable of that, given what he's said over the years about, you know, he's benefited from all of the things in America that make it easy for somebody like him to make a lot of money in the movie business. But, you know, okay, is it this, what, or maybe he's taking no position at all. Maybe he's just going to tell the story. That would be good if that's the case. So who knows what he's doing. I think he's got a lot of balsam to stick around over there because, yeah. You know, Americans, haven't all the Americans been told long since to get out of there? Mm-hmm. Are there Americans that still live in the Ukraine, or are they out of there?
There's still some that are there, told to leave last week.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are, you know, especially in the major city in Kyiv, you know, they have elderly people. They can't leave them behind. They have, you know, young kids or whatever, and a lot of people are staying and sheltering in place. So Sean Penn is in Kyiv, and he's been filming this documentary or working on it at least since last October. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it ends up looking.
Number three, the truckers' convoy. I still don't understand. Maybe you'll help me a little bit with this, ladies. What the point really was of truckers plugging up all the roads? Supposedly,
they were trying to protest the mask mandates. Vaccine mandates in Canada.
Okay, but they're truckers. They're in the truck by themselves. So what?
Right. So why have a vaccine mandate? That's the point.
Yeah.
And they were not allowed to cross over state lines. And so they said, you're preventing us from doing our job. You're forcing us into something we don't want. And so they took a stand, and they took a stand for a long time.
Well, maybe when you look at it that way, it does sort of it certainly affects the truckers and delivery of goods and the things.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, they were saying it was a nuisance because they had a bunch of truckers, you know, making noise and stuff. But there was an effort by Justin Trudeau to call these guys Nazis and racists. And every bit of footage, I think, that I've seen, there were only like two or three arrests made. Most of these people were out there, in some cases, feeding the homeless in certain areas of Ottawa that they were in. And I think what's the greater part of the conversation is that Justin Trudeau took emergency powers to debank them, basically pull these truckers off from all of their financial connections. They arrested them. They shut them down. They used the police kind of as an army force to get rid of them. And I think that is kind of disturbing because how long till that happens in our country? We've got my governor, Gavin Newsom, who will not give up emergency authority, even though the pandemic is in his mind, and he's already said it, we're in an endemic stage. So why does he need to still hold on to emergency powers? And are governments willing to push for it? Everybody thinks, well, it won't happen in this country, but you look at people like Mike Lindell, and I know he can be a controversial figure, and he says things that people don't like, but his bank cut ties with him because they didn't like who he was. I mean, do we want to have the place where we used to strive for equality and equity, where now we're saying we're only going to give cell phone service to certain people or people of certain political persuasion so that certain groups can't communicate with one another? I mean, imagine if that had happened in our country when you had all of the BLM protesters in Seattle for 6 weeks. They took over an entire city block and a police precinct, and they were given the chance, they were given the space, even though people were dying in that area, to protest. And nobody deplatformed them. Nobody took away their banking. So I feel like we've got some real issues about how we might handle these things in our country moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's true enough. The next item here, number four, is the January 6th situation. I don't think there's much.
Again?
Yeah, exactly. And then the elections, that's something I don't want to spend time. I would like to talk about number six, the nomination process for the next person to be on the Supreme Court. What filtered to the surface this week? I'm sure you were on top of that.
Well, nomination so much.
Right.
Go ahead.
His choice has been made, but not announced as of the time, as of us recording this right now, because this is probably going to be out in the next day or so. And so
will it get lost because of all the focus on Ukraine?
That's what I think. I feel like this week it's been really lost because of what's going on. But I know he had a bunch of meetings. They were talking about the fact that he had met with the candidates and stuff. It's just, you know, everything gets lost when you've got a country being invaded.
Well, number seven is a focus on race relations. I feel like, and this isn't a criticism, because I think sometimes it's overdone, or, you know, why do we have Black History Month just in February? Why don't we have it all the time? And why aren't we doing a better job teaching history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, about all Americans? And but at any rate, the business about race relations, I think, and February being Black History Month has been lost. Those opportunities were all of the oxygen in the room has been taken out by the discussion of Russia and Ukraine.
Well, I mean, impending potential war like that, I mean, that's
I'm just saying, I think that's the reality of it, where whatever went on or has gone on. And then, you know, you go down through all of the other items that are here, our relationship with China, I think we've talked about that. Now it's time, during the course of the program, sometimes we lose sight of the actual lists, so I like to do this during the course of the program a couple of times so you know what the lists actually are. On the people side of things, Talker says that the president of China Mr. Xi is number 10. Mark Zuckerberg is 9. A bunch of people involved in the Georgia hate crimes. I'm not even going to give the. I'm not even going to bring their names up because they don't deserve the attention. Number 8, Leandra Kruger is number 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Ivanka Trump and Rudy Giuliani are tied at 5. Joseph Latipo is 4. Donald Trump is 3. Vladimir Putin is number 2. He's the bad guy. Joe Biden, number 1. Not the bad guy, but you know, it depends on who you're listening to. I guess as far as the talk radio, it's Biden's fault that Putin's doing it. All right, anyway, that's our people list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Actually, the winter weather that is an effect, I'll talk a little about my experience on an airplane after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
This report sponsored by IBM. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a global pro bono social impact program focused on helping populations vulnerable to environmental threats. How? By using technology such as hybrid cloud computing and artificial intelligence to enhance and scale nonprofits selected through an annual open call. The 2022 request for proposals will focus on clean energy, and selected projects will gain support from a 2-year program. In phase 1, they'll design a technical roadmap to solve specific environmental challenges, and phase 2 will bring further support from IBM technologies and partner credits to develop and deploy solutions. Justina Nixon Santil, IBM Global Head, Corporate Social Responsibility.
With this program, we are tackling global issues by pairing experts with technology for the purpose of improving the lives of populations most affected by environmental threats to make lasting, scalable impact. I encourage all nonprofits to apply today and join us in this sustainability journey.
To submit a proposal, visit IBM.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the story list, according to Talkers Magazine this week, we'll go from number 10 to number 1 like we usually do. The story of the weather, the snowstorm, what's happening across the country, warm weather, cold weather, that's in our discussion focus. Number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, the social media world and opining and thought processes and, you know, all of the stuff that not only on talk radio, social media, podcasts, that sort of thing. Crime and violence, number 7. The nomination process for the Supreme Court, number 6. Looking forward to the elections of this year and later, number 5. January 6th and all of that huzzarai, number 4. COVID is 3. The economy is 2. And the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as you might expect, has occupied lots of time and space in people's minds and in the conversation. So that's the story list from Talkers Magazine. I was like looking at the people list that's part of the overview. There are 10 stories from Talkers for the week, and there are 10 people. And I'm looking at this list, and normally I know everybody who's on the list, but I don't know who Joseph Latipo is. Is that how you pronounce his name, number 4? Trump is 3, Putin is 2, and Biden's 1. Who's Joseph Latipo, L-A-D-A-P-O? Probably shouldn't admit that I don't know who that is, but sounds like because there's crickets, nobody else knows who that guy is.
I feel like the name is familiar, but I'm not sure what. Oh, is he that Florida Surgeon General? Yeah. I think, I don't know what he's up to this week, but he had made some headlines a couple weeks ago But yeah, I'm not. He was, I think, sort of an anti-vaxxer. There was something controversial about what he was saying.
I just did a quick Google. I guess he's been questioning CDC guidelines, which joined the party.
Yeah,
I have too. I think he went a little farther than that.
Yeah,
he was saying to throw out listening to CDC guidelines is what he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to say that now that things are pretty much over.
Yeah.
So, but it is, you know, you get on the airplane ride across the country last night to get me to Los Angeles. It was a little bumpy because there's a storm moving across the country, and people are, the whole discussion of climate change, even somebody on the plane was talking about, wow, it was 70 degrees in Boston 2 days ago, and now it's 20, and it's snowing. So is that climate change? Is that a result of climate change? You can point in that direction, I suppose. I don't know that it's directly related, but there are
intense swings in temperatures like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I tell you, I like the intense. I was out in a short sleeve shirt. It's nice. A little early for it, however, though, at least in New England. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour, it is now time for the top five tech stories of the week. Starting with number five, the pandemic has obviously accelerated the usage of QR codes, taking them from, you know, they were kind of obscure before the pandemic, and now they became sort of ubiquitous. They're in every restaurant, they're in businesses, they was prominently featured a floating QR code at the last Sunday Super Bowl commercial marathon, and that was basically a floating QR code sending users to the website of Coinbase. 76 million Americans scanned a QR code in 2021. That is up 44% from 2 years before that, and that's expected to hit 100 million by 2025. Now, here's where the warning comes in. If you are still in a place where, you know, they don't hand you menus, or they're still asking you, any business is asking you to scan the QR code for whatever reason, make sure that there is not a sticker placed on top of the original code, because the FBI is warning there's so much fraud going on with QR codes that are taking people to dark websites, and they are stealing people's information, identity theft, financial information, things like that. And plus, you can get, you know, malicious sites have malware, all kinds of stuff that you don't want. So that is the official warning this week. Once again, reminding everybody, just make sure before you scan a QR code that you know it is a legitimate website. Check the link before you click on it and make sure everything looks real.
This is like the new checking your email address of who something's from before clicking anything.
Exactly. You have to make sure you know exactly what you're clicking on. Number four this week, Uber has been in the news this week because of something that riders have been asking for a really long time. You know what your rating is as a rider of Uber, but you don't ever get a breakdown. Now, Uber is actually giving you that information to see which drivers and how many drivers left you a one-star rating. And so, basically, Uber's letting people know, you know, we want everyone to behave better. Apparently, New York City is the worst behaved customers. Not that surprising. And all of Texas, apparently, the best behaved riders. So they said you can now see of your most recent 500 trips on the platform. They want to incentivize good behavior. Now, to keep your ratings high, Uber advises riders to clean up after themselves, buckle their seatbelts, be on time, be respectful, and don't slam the door. You would think those are all pretty simple things, but apparently that's what gives people a lot of one-star ratings. And so number three, Google is in the news this week. The Google Nest doorbell has been draining its battery faster than normal, or it's been stopping completely. And everyone has been up in arms about this. They've been calling the company. They're trying to figure out why it is. And it turns out Google Nest cams don't like cold weather, and it cannot maintain its charge at temperatures below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So there is now an update that they ran. Then they say that it might help with it. Even if your doorbell is hardwired to your house, those units are still experiencing a battery drain. And so they say the best thing you can do is if you live in a really cold climate and you don't want your battery to be draining, and obviously, you know, if you're asleep in the middle of the night, you don't want your camera to go out if it's a security measure. And so they said the best thing to do is when you charge your Google Nest doorbell, then bring them inside to charge them. Now, on the other side, they say, don't worry when we get to the warmer weather, because they can stay charged into over 100 degrees, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and you will not encounter any issues with your battery draining. So
I would have thought that it would be opposite, that the heat would be draining it.
Yeah, you would think so, but, you know, just if you think about, like, metal contracts when it's cold, and so it's sort of like all the components in the battery, it makes sense that it wouldn't be fired up the same way. Number two this week, AT&T was in the news, and they announced this week that they have ended their 3G service. Multiple older smartphones, countless other devices are no longer working this week. Now, the added features that everyone is accustomed to using on smartphones means that you have to have a new network and a faster network to support all of that. So AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile have shut down all of their 3G, and they're making room for 5G. Now, if you own a 3G phone that doesn't support, that needs to be updated, you might actually get away with just doing an update, but definitely contact your internet service provider and your cell provider and see what your options may be. And then the number one story this week in tech, the IRS, of course, it's tax time coming up soon, and the IRS has abandoned the facial recognition software that became very controversial. And so in the future, they will be replacing that with login.gov for anyone who goes onto the IRS.gov site to file their taxes. But for this year, you'll have to do an in-person video interview to clearly identify who you are. That's going to be in replace of the recognition software. So it's a little bit better. All right, that's the top five tech stories of the week. It is 58 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.